Welcome to North Valley's devotional podcast for January 26th, 2021. Today we'll be reading from Genesis 5, verses 1 and 2. God created men and women to be like himself. He gave them his blessing and called them human beings. This is a list of the descendants of Adam, the first man. In Genesis 5, we're confronted with a rather odd genealogy where folks are living to incredible ages and we follow the bloodline of Adam down through Noah. It's tempting, as some have, to take this as a literal genealogy and to try to figure out the mystery of how folks lived to these incredible ages. But in the oral tradition, that's really not the point. This story has two obvious conclusions. The first is that Adam and Eve did what God asked them to in Genesis 1, be fruitful and multiply. The genealogy supplies only a partial record. There's a lot of, and this person had more children, all through the records. Humans are expanding. The second is that there is a generational connection established between Adam and Noah. We're all descended from this beginning point. Many of us don't have a clear understanding of where we come from historically. The modern world, and particularly American culture, has pushed towards either assimilation or marginalization based on ancestry and origin. But for most of human history, the people you are rooted in, your ancestors, define a large part of who you are. For folks who find identity and rootedness in culture and ancestry, this is not trivial information. Perhaps the ship of formative understanding of ourselves based on ancestry has sailed for many of us. So much of the life that was has been irrevocably and forcibly taken from us. However, perhaps we are too quick to dismiss the importance of who we are because of who and what we've come from. If we are to take the oral tradition represented in Genesis seriously, we recognize all come from the same beginning place. We at some level are bound by, however distant, kinship. While we know that 9 billion people is too big to be part of a functioning human clan, we might do well to remember that we are fundamentally connected, that we share more in common than we think, and that we are more dependent and vulnerable to each other than we generally care to admit. The rest of our histories are as divergent and diverse as is imaginable. Some of us have links to ancient culture and understand those customs and traditions that have formed who we are. Some of us have no idea of what the generations that have preceded us were formed by, or what their process was. Some of us are a combination of both. In any case, it's worth paying attention to. What are the generational forces that have formed us? What are the traditions we come from? What events, assumptions, traditions, practices, or beliefs are woven, perhaps subconsciously, into our lives, and maybe even into our DNA. These things shape who we are, and any attempt to disconnect ourselves from the formational things in our past and family history denies formational events and paradigms that continue to shape and affect us. Paul may say, "Faith in Christ Jesus is what makes each of you equal with each other, whether you are a Jew or a Greek, a slave or a free person, a man or a woman," Galatians 3:28. But that doesn't mean that those realities go away. The formative reality of culture, gender, caste, or religious background, or the assumptions that accompany those realities, exist. Jesus doesn't call us to the equivalent of being human beige paint, no personality, no culture, no diversity. Just the opposite. We are meant to be a diverse and vibrant body sharing the gifts of different cultural perspective. To do that, we have to have some awareness. We have been formed by our families and histories for good and for ill. Like these early stories that connect and root the people who heard them, we too can find rootedness in understanding who and what we have come from. Some questions for today. What is your history and culture? Where is God in that? What gifts and what hardships come from that history?